and the cold of Lambo.
Yeah, you know, I was growing up, always seeing what type of weather they played in. I wouldn't say I look forward to it, but it's something that I think everybody should at least experience once.
You think you potentially do the Lambo leap if you get an opportunity?
It depends how cold I am. It all depends. Not sure.
It could warm you up jumping in.
Yeah, they might throw something on me. Make me colder, but yeah, just mainly just try to focus on the game or whatever like that. Try to get a victory.
You did a breakaway run like you did the other night in certain stages. Do you use the video board, or is it more just a feel to get a sense of if anybody's getting close to you at all?
Oh, you use the video board. Sometimes it depends what stadium you in, because on some stadium they got them like off in the corner. But at least at our home field, it's so big, so you can look at it or whatever. It helps you out a lot to know when the last defender stopped chasing you or when you know you just gone for sure.
I was going to say, does it make a difference then when you know you can ease up 10 yards and save yourself a little energy or something? Or?
I can say it make a difference, but I haven't used it a lot. I usually just try to run full speed, and a lot of times I know when they're not close, I slow down.
And I assume you figure no one's catching you from behind anyway.
Yeah, right? No, I don't think nobody catches me from behind. But in the last game, I looked at the video board, and I seen when he dove, and I let up after that.
Chris, I know you enjoy warm weather places to run. How much does your game, if in any way, get affected by cold weather?
The coldest game I played in, we played in New England. I think I had like 140 yards. It was snowing out and stuff like that. So hopefully it can turn out to be the same results.
The running game in potentially bad weather too plays a much
of the running game gonna have to step up a notch in weather like that, because sometimes it's pretty hard to throw the ball and catch the ball in weather like that. So again, that's when the running game gonna have to step up.
It's one of the few remaining stadiums you haven't played in. How excited are you for the opportunity to go to a place like that with all their?
Well, I played in a preseason game before, but not a real game. And just from that preseason game, knowing it's a very loud crowd, a good atmosphere. So it's situation just amped to go out there and play. And however the weather turned out, we still got to go out there and play. So I'm just ready to play, get the game over with.
Chris,
has anyone from the organization told you or your agent that you're definitely coming back next year, that they're going to pick up?
Well, it's a situation, I haven't heard anything from somebody. It's a situation where when you hear something so much and continue to hear a situation, it make you believe it or whatever. But at the end of the day, I can't sit here and worry about that. I just got to continue to play, continue to make plays on Sunday. But at the end of the day, if that situation that's been said, if it does happen, it won't be bad blood between me at the Titans, because it's a situation that they didn't allow me to do so much here, and all the records that I've set, if it wasn't for them drafting me and stuff like that, it wouldn't be possible. So I'm sure if that does happen, it wouldn't be any bad blood.
So as it stands now, you figure you will come back? Is that what you're saying? Or
honestly, I don't know.
We asked you about that earlier in the year. Your numbers weren't as good as they are now. You said, hey, there are 31 other teams that would love to have me. How much has your sort of resurgence this year, productivity, how much does that make you even more confident there's, plenty of teams who would want you?
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's a situation where it started off bad, not as good as I wanted to start off, but a situation I felt through the season that if I'm not here next year, I showed that I still got it. I haven't lost a step, that I can still play. I still be the best back in this league. So this situation, I feel like I put it on film.
You rooting for Adrian Peterson to get 2,000?
I wouldn't say I'm rooting for him to get it, but I want him to do the best that he can do. And it's just a nice story from when he got hurt last year. I sent him a text, so see how he was doing and stuff like that. So I wish him the best, and whatever he do, I congratulate him on it, and I'll be happy for him.
You think he deserves more recognition, maybe for MVP? I know the year you ran for 2,000. Didn't win it, but you think you should have gotten more recognition then, and you think you should be getting more now?
I'd be selfish if I would say he shouldn't win MVP, because I thought I should have won it when I went for 2,000 yards. So I still feel the same way. I feel like that he should win MVP, and without him, his team wouldn't even be a contender to be close to going to the playoffs. So, but at the end of the day, everybody knows it's kind of like a quarterback award. But I'm rooting for him to get MVP.
You and Aaron Rodgers share the same appreciation for championship belts. Mm-hmm. You're aware of his celebration when he gets in the end zone.
Yeah, I'm aware of his celebration. He got a nice celebration. You know, a lot of times I see him do it. I kind of think to myself, like, I wish I would have came up with that before he did. But it's a nice celebration.
You know, you could do that yourself if you get in the end zone in Green Bay.
Yeah, I know I can do that. But really not focused on it right now. But if I do, this possibly can come up.
You were candid the other night talking about the shoes and uh-huh. the names on the shoes. Mm-hmm. The last couple of days, has the reaction been more or different maybe than you expected?
I have got a lot of reaction from it, a whole lot. I actually talked to the family, talked to one of the older brothers, Jack, on the phone or whatever like that, and I think it was on CNN or something like that. But it's a situation where, like, I'm going to still donate the stuff and all that, but I kind of want to step back a little bit because I really don't want to make this whole thing about me. I kind of did it for the kids and the family, so I really don't want to make it about me.
The emotion, though, in mm-hmm. talking on the phone, mm-hmm. I mean, what was that sort of like? You sort of get a sense of how sad people are up there?
Yeah, you get a whole sense of it and just hearing it in the kids' voice and stuff like that, that he's trying to be strong, but it's a situation you can't hide. I can tell how you feel. Like, I lost my grandmother early in this year, and just knowing how that feel, I just kind of want to do something to kind of at least try to lift his spirit.
Cruz from the Giants said it was one of the toughest things he's had to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you have a hard time not getting choked up?
Yeah, it was kind of a hard time, and just me earlier this year having two twin boys, it kind of made me appreciate them a little bit more. So another thing that I did, I think I sent over, I think it's like 6 to 8 Christmas gifts over to Jack and the family. So just situated, just trying to be there for him when he in time of need.
Is it something that you'd like to be more of, I don't know, part of their lives other than just this one instance? Like, you'd like to kind of stay in touch with them?
Yeah. You know, the family, they have my number and stuff like that. And I just told them throughout talking to them if they ever need anything or whatever, I'm just a call away. So
thanks, Chris. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Thank you.